podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. And we're back, finally.
Take two of part three.
Take two of part three. So we've been busy, and we've been to a couple of events, and at those events we got some shit from our friends that are listeners that they're like, hey, you guys haven't released anything in like 5 months.
It's not been that long.
No, it's been like three weeks at least.
Probably longer than that.
Yeah, maybe a month. So, we attempted to record an episode just before Thanksgiving, like the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, happy Thanksgiving.
I think it was before that. It was right before the party we went to on the 22nd. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we made an attempt. We got about 15 minutes in, and I had to pull the plug.
Was that little in? I thought it was more.
No, we got about 15 minutes in. Basically got past the initial intro. We got past our drink of the night, which we had some pretty good drinks, but I don't remember what they were now.
So I was looking, because we really don't have a drink tonight.
No, tonight we're sober.
we're doing this sober, but we're doing it, so...
We're not doing it sober for any
beggars
reason.
Beggars can't be choosers.
We're just, it's a Wednesday night and I got to get up early. You got to get up early. So
yeah.
We just decided, we kept pushing it. We were going to do it Monday. We were going to do it Tuesday and then do Wednesday. And it got to the point where like, we just need to sit down and do it because tomorrow we're busy. And then Friday night I have a show at our meet and greet. So
yeah.
So
I don't know what you actually had, because what you have down here right now listed is Goodnight Lovin'.
I don't update mine.
Okay. I updated mine though.
Okay.
I remember writing it out when we were on there, and it was, you had actually made both the drinks.
Oh, that's right. Mine had the macadamia nut too.
Yeah. So mine was the macadamia nut martini, and I can't remember all, I mean, everyone knows how to make a martini, I would think, if you're listening. I don't know. Maybe not. But I can't remember the exact, like... Oh, 1 ounce of this, blah, 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 blah. But it was vodka.
Well, it was 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce macadamia nut liqueur.
You have it.
Half an ounce of amaretto and an ounce of... It called for cream, but we didn't have cream, so we just used milk.
We used milk.
And shook it up, and you liked it.
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
was it your good. Absolute favorite?
I don't know about my favorite. It was sweet, but it was good.
And I had... Oh, an Island Sunset.
Oh, see?
Which was a refreshing. Had a 1 ounce white rum, 1 ounce dark rum, 1 ounce macadamia nut liqueur, which is the theme for the night, macadamia nut.
Right.
Ounce of orange juice, half an ounce of peach liqueur, and shake it up. It was very good.
Yeah.
Would I have it again?
Maybe.
There's so many other drinks that I'd like that...
Better.
That are better.
Yeah.
If I'm going to put this amount of ingredients into a drink and do it all that, then I'll just make a rum runner or a painkiller.
I think that night we also had painkillers.
We did. We started with painkillers, and then that was our drink for the podcast.
Yeah. But we...
So what happened?
Apparently I had an attitude problem.
And yes, you were ornery, as they say, not horny. You were ornery. So yeah, as we sat down, we started recording our episode, and you know, we always have a fair bit of back and forth, and we give each other shit and stuff. But this one it felt a little darker than usual.
Maybe I was on one and maybe you were a little oversensitive.
Maybe. I am on testosterone and, you know, in between the dips, who knows? So
anyway, whatever the combination was, you pulled the plug and said, you know what, we're going to go fuck instead of do this.
Well, that was the other part of it. Oh yeah. So we were recording it, I think Friday night.
Maybe.
Because we had our party on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what it was in my head is I knew that I wanted to get this podcast out. So I knew if we sat down and recorded it, I typically edit the night of because it doesn't take long to put the episode together. And then I put it out. But I knew it was already late at night. We had a couple of drinks. And I knew you weren't going to wait till 1 a.m. to go to bed. And with that party coming up Saturday, I always like to make it a point where if we have a party the next night, I want to, you know, I want to spend some time with you because I want to be the next guy to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if we did fully recorded this episode and edited it, you were going to go to bed. And I wasn't going to get that. So in my mind, I was already starting to have a little bit of, not tension. I had this word. It's a stupid word.
Actually said it before and then we forgot what the word was. Anyway.
It was basically the podcast was making me bitter because I wasn't going to be able to do what I wanted to do it. And then when it started getting a little kind of dark, it was just making me a little like pissed off. I'm like, "Hey, I'm doing this. It's not the best episode and I'm not going to get laid." So I'm like, "You know what? Fuck this." Podcast a second. So yeah, about 15 minutes in, I just hit the stop button. I'm like, we just need to...
You said, listen, I don't know if you had a bad day or what.
This is done.
But I'm done.
And then we went in and we had sex and it was great. So sometimes, you know, you got to know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to run.
Know when to come. So anyways, we're back. And basically what it was we had all that and then we had Thanksgiving weekend. We were out with family all over the place. So we weren't able to make another episode work.
Right.
Here we are.
So quit your complaining.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You get what you get and you don't pitch a fit. So we are back with part three of what to do in the lifestyle. How to do the lifestyle.
It's like newbie lifestyle
stuff. Newbie 101.
Newbie 101 lifestyle info.
So part one and part two, we went over all the different dynamics and, you know, the conversations to have and
when to have a safe word, when not to have a safe word.
Exactly.
When to turn the ketchup.
Ketchup bottle and two cherries in your drink and So we are at part three, which is basically you figured it out. You want to go to your party, what do you do next? So there's a bunch of different types of parties out there, and we're going to talk about some of the ones that we've personally experienced. So numero uno, the first thing I would recommend is a meet and greet.
Oh, I didn't even think of that as a party, but yeah, that's actually a great place to start.
That's a great place to start. So the good thing about a meet and greet is you get to go talk to people, like-minded couples, without the pressure.
Yeah, no pressure of play because you're in a public space.
Unless you're me. And then apparently...
then you get crazy.
Apparently I get a little crazy. So a meet and greet, it's a lot of times they'll be at public bars. Like you could have an organization or community or just a couple of people will put something out on your local Cassidy website, SLS, whatever it is, hot date, rendezvous, be like, hey, we're going to be at this bar Saturday night. We're going to throw a meet and greet. And then you could have anywhere from 2, 4, 5, 6, 30, 50 couples show up.
Yeah.
And
we've been at ones where it's been 50 couples show up.
So that's probably the first step, I would say, personally.
Yeah, that's the safest.
I mean, that was outside of, we went to FA initially, but then we started doing some local meet and greets.
But that was before we technically knew ourselves to be in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So when we were actually jumping back into it, kind of like, okay, this is what we're going to do and this is what it's called and da 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 da. We did go to some meet and greets, and we went to some where we just, the other good thing about a meet and greet is that you can, because it's in a public space, like a bar or whatever, you can just sit back and kind of observe and not actually interact at all. So if you feel comfortable even talking to anybody, you just kind of want to see, like, what do they do? Like, what's everybody doing? Like, mm-hmm. what's everybody wearing? How's everybody acting? What does everybody look like? Mm-hmm. If you kind of want to just observe that, you can just go to the bar or wherever it's being held in the public space. Nobody has to know you're part of it or interested or anything. You just go and observe. And then maybe next time you insert yourself, for lack of better words.
Insert yourself. Ask first. So yeah, at a meet and greet, like you were saying, it's, you could go with any level of intent. You could sit in the back, you could be the face of the party. So I would recommend your first time just kind of going in there, hanging out. Just, it's a date night, you and your partner, and you could just kind of see, you know, what's going on. We know some people that don't like going to the meet and greets because they are at a public bar, because they don't want to be recognized, but you're at a bar.
Right.
So you won't get recognized unless you're the one, you know, interacting in that type of way. Like if you go to the meet and greets we go to now, the way you and I are, there's no question what it is we're doing there. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, it's very obvious. But you can be in the back. You can be sitting at a booth. You could be just, you know, sitting on the outside and just observing and still totally safe. No one has any idea that you're a freak, right?
Yeah. So, like, I remember the first, like I said, the first one we went to, we just, I was like, I'm not ready to talk to anybody. And we talked to another couple that also supposedly was just there at the bar, but they also seemed very interested in, like, what was going on around all of us. So I think we were all there for the same reason, but neither them nor we wanted to claim it yet. We weren't ready.
So at the first couple ones we went to, she would do wristbands.
Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't get a wristband.
No. And she had a whole section that was reserved, kind of a little bit. I think she had some caution tape, but there was a definitive border. And you and I went there and I wanted a wristband. And you're like, hell no.
Hell no.
So we basically got as close as we could to the border without jumping over. So.
Yeah. So you could do that.
Yeah. You kind of stood there and some people came up to us and they're like, are you here for the dot, dot, dot? We're like, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
are you? What is that? You know? Now, when we throw our meet and greets or if we're attending meet and greets, we try to encourage like beads. We like beads because beads look like a party. Mm-hmm. They don't completely stand out at a bar. It's not you're wearing like a gray or crazy ass looking wig. It's beads. You know, beads are party. So we typically hand out beads to anybody at our meet and greets that are interested in identifying themselves or standing out enough so you know who's in your group.
Yeah, because that is kind of nice too, because we have also been to meet and greets where there's no identifying marker. And then it's like, then you are just trying to have weird conversations with people to figure out who's there for what and who's there for not. Because then you're like,
it's hard to know who to hit on.
Do you like your ice cream vanilla or pineapple flavor Dole Whip?
Exactly. Do you go to the grocery store?
And then you just look like a weirdo.
An upside down pineapple. So I think some type of identifying marker is key for throwing a successful meet and greet, because we've been to a few that didn't, and it can be a little weird. But now that we've been doing it lately with some type of like beads, we did Lay's, we did a Hawaiian luau type theme party, you know, couple months ago, and we gave out Lay's to people. So it's just nice to know that. But again, if you're first timer, you don't have to
participate in that. You can just be the one looking at everybody and watching and seeing.
Now, there are some meet and greets that are takeover style, where it's basically the entire venue is going to be that. So that's easier in a sense of you're not going to be outed potentially.
Right.
But it does also put more focus, because then you're there.
Yeah, you're there for that. So people are going to probably talk to you and interact with you, whether, you know.
You're ready for it or not.
Yeah, you're ready for it or not. I was going to say like it or not, but that's not, we don't like pressure you or anything. But yeah, whether you're ready for it or not. So that it does put a little bit more pressure, but there's still not as much as like a party or whatever, because there's, again, no real
expectation
yeah, of play or anything like that.
There's not
going to
be a playroom. Yeah.
So
the other thing is very important is to learn to use your words.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, at any of these type of parties, like, some people, you're getting better. I don't think you're fully there yet.
Me?
But yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're
I feel like you're talking literally directly to me right now.
I'm talking to everybody, but I'm looking at you directly. I feel like I'm pretty good with my words. I've had to say no to a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have. You've gotten a lot better. But that's one of the key things about going to any of these types of event is you don't have to do anything.
Right.
You don't have to talk to somebody. You should be like, be nice, but you know, when the conversation's over, it's over.
So, like
we were talking about in the previous episode, just be respectful, be nice, but you also can be be forward, because ultimately, you know, you're there for you. You're there mm-hmm. for your partner. You're not, you know, you don't owe anybody anything.
Right.
So meet and greets, great start. So then you have house parties. House parties can be a couple different ways.
Yeah.
You could have, you know, like a DTF type house party down to fuck where everybody just goes there and it's fucking game on. And there's more social parties. We've been to most of our house parties we've gone to have been the social parties.
Social, yeah.
With, you know, intentions later.
Yeah.
It definitely can get to
the
that
option.
Point. But there's some house parties where are just like, it's just expected. Like you walked in. I kind of feel like you have to, when you're going to your first house party, you got to.
No.
You got to ask
I mean,
around
and usually
about it.
Though, usually the host or the flyer or whatever will give you kind of an idea of what you're getting yourself into. Cause
yeah.
If they're like not putting like, oh, there's no DJ, no this or that. It's like, okay, well it's probably not like for that. It's probably more.
Since I run the Cassidy account, I see a lot of the different parties that come through. And like you said, a lot of parties will be like, you know, BYOB, appetizers, mixers, DJ, jacuzzi. That's going to be probably more of a
social
party. But a lot of the flyers will be like, this is a play party.
Yeah.
So if you see that.
Just know that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And if that's your vibe, that's your vibe. That's not our vibe currently. But yeah. I wouldn't suggest that being a first party to go to. That would be a lot, unless you're ready to jump
right
in. So, what type of parties have we been to? How would you describe our house parties?
Mostly social, with the option. I mean, the
have we ever
larger...
had any that were like?
No.
No.
We've been invited to some.
Yeah.
That we know that's kind of the expectation, but. We haven't gone, so I'm trying to think.
I must say your attitude's much better tonight.
Is it? Thanks.
Just had to make the observation.
Found an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't feel like we've ever been to a party where like we walked in and it was like, this is what we're doing.
Well, we've definitely never left a party, right? I don't feel like we've ever
left
gone.
One?
I don't feel like we've ever
like showed up and it wasn't what we were expecting.
Yeah,
and then
like
left
within an hour because we kind of we always have fun if it's you and I, we're gonna have fun.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've always had fun and never just like bailed out like, whoa, that was too much.
Yeah, but we also don't go to the parties that say like this is a play party. I think the larger our friend group gets, too, it. Depends on how big the party is, right? Like, I don't know what people consider a party. I mean, at the same token.
For me, I think I personally enjoy the larger parties. When I'm looking at an RCP and I see, you know, 200 people, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
It's
I think
the
you're
parties
not alone
that are
that.
Like 20 where I'm like, well, this might be a little more. I'm probably not going to meet any new people. And I enjoy, you know, the NRE, the new relationship energy is what they call it, of meeting new people and making those connections.
Mm-hmm.
I love our friends, but I do enjoy making new friends a lot.
Yeah.
So when I look at a party and I see 20 people and I know all the 20 people, it's probably more of a DTF like focused party.
Yeah.
Which is fine if that's what you do.
Yeah. The only reason I don't, those don't appeal to me as much is because I can think I want to go into something and think like, okay, this is what I'm like, my plan, or not my plan, because I don't want to have a plan, but like my idea, right? Like I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm down to get down tonight, but then I get there,
who knows,
something could change.
Yeah.
Or somebody could throw off my vibe, or you could throw off my vibe, or I could throw off my vibe, or whatever happens. And I don't want to be like stuck in a situation where that's my only option. Mm. Whereas if it's a larger event, then you definitely have more
things options that could alter your vibe, yeah, as the night goes on.
But then that's also gotten us into situations where it's like, we are being so social that we had every intention of playing, but we never got to that point because the time just got away from us. Like we show up at 8, we're drinking, we're talking to people, we're meeting new people, seeing old friends.
Before you know it, it's 2 a.m.
Before you know it, it's 2 a.m. and it's like, okay, it's time to wrap things up. So that leads me to the next event. The next thing that you could go to is longer events. Or you could go to
there's your hotel takeovers.
Hotel takeovers, or I mean, hotel takeovers could be one night too, but
they can be.
But longer events, or I'm trying to
resorts.
Resorts. That's resort what I was style, thinking. Yeah. Where you're there for multiple days.
I like
which
those.
Is probably my favorite.
I do like multi-day because we're a slow burn, so we need that first day to kind of work into our groove, and then typically, you know, at 2 a.m., I'm like, okay, I'm ready. And then 2 a.m., most people aren't ready.
Yeah.
So then I wake up the next morning, and then the next day, I have that, like, super heightened sexual energy, and I'm like, this is where I would want to be at the second day of a party.
Right.
So that being said, we got one of those coming up, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be at the plush New Year's Eve hotel takeover in La Jolla, San Diego. We're going to be out there December 29th through the 1st.
Through the 1st.
3 nights we are going to be there. That is the place to be.
Yes.
I hope.
I hope so.
This is going to be our 3rd year in a row.
Yeah.
We've had a great time each time.
Yeah. It's been fun. But yeah, so there's that. You can go to a takeover. Like that's a full like weekend, or some don't do... multiple like 3 days. This is a pretty long one.
Yeah, most hotel takeovers I see are like 2 nights.
Two nights.
A Friday and a Saturday.
Yeah.
And you go home Sunday.
Yeah.
You go to church on Sunday type thing.
Yeah.
You
so
wipe the cum off your dress so you can go to church.
So this is definitely on the longer side, but hotel takeovers are also good for the fact of you have your own space to go back to if you get overwhelmed. Or if you
need to recharge your battery,
whether
your phone or your social,
right,
you can just go upstairs to your room, and then if you want to bring someone with you, great. If you go back down, great.
Yeah, so you have like a little more options when you do something like that. Same with a resort. You would have a similar situation where you can also go back to your own space, have your own moments if you need to, or especially if you're new and you need to talk to your significant other about something, walk through stuff, then you have a private space to do it instead of a party. Sometimes then you're like trying to find someplace quiet to discuss something without making a scene or like being weird or awkward or people coming up to you during your conversation. And
one thing I will say in relation to that, I'm hearing my dog outside, is if I'm at a takeover or a party and I see someone in that room having that private conversation, you could tell when they're serious faces. That makes it harder for me to approach them later. In a sense of like, I see it. I'm like, okay, they're dealing with something. I don't want to make it worse.
Yeah.
So if you can have those conversations, like you said, in your room where you're not downstairs in front of everybody, then I think that's also better.
Yeah.
Like you can have your own time. You're not, you know, so yeah, that's another good idea, is to go upstairs, hash it out.
Yeah.
Do whatever you got to do.
Whatever conversation you need to have. And sometimes it's just you need to go to bed and restart the next day.
Sometimes. So hotel takeovers, and then let's talk a little bit about resorts. And we haven't been to many resorts.
No.
But we've been to a couple of places that are very resort style.
Yeah.
So.
But we have never done like any of the Mexico or.
No. So there's Hedo, which is in Jamaica. Then there's Desire RM and Desire Pearl in Cancun. And those are like full nude lifestyle resorts. And then they have one called Temptations also in Cancun, I believe. That one's topless only, and that's not geared towards lifestyle.
Yeah, it's not lifestyle.
There's a lot of lifestyle people there, but they don't have like playrooms, and you can't like, from what I understand, you can't really do
too much in public. Acts in public.
What I understand, it's a lot of like girl trips will go there, and they just like the freedom.
Exactly. Because you can be topless.
And it's still fun. It's still sexy. And that would probably be a good place to start.
Yeah,
if you're new in a lifestyle and you have the opportunity to go there, I think that would be good, because then you get that openness of the nudity and stuff like that.
You can't be nude, but topless.
Yeah, topless. If you're not used to seeing boobies in public, that can be quite the shock. Like right now, we are very desensitized to nudity just because we've been around it for quite a while now. So
yeah,
like when I go to a pool, it feels weird to see bathing suits. I've pretty much gotten to the point where I don't want to go to vanilla pool parties anymore. I don't want to go to vanilla hotel pools. Like, this is boring. Like, I like a good bathing suit and whatever, sure. But, you know, I want to see everything. I want to see where babies come from. You know?
I remember one time we went to, speaking of being desensitized, I think the first time we went to Sea Mountain Inn.
Oh, yes.
And you're sitting in the jacuzzi, and this girl's like standing kind of on the step, so her tits are at eye level with you.
No, I was sitting down in the lawn chairs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she came over, and he was naked too.
Yeah. And they're having a full on conversation.
I'm sitting down, and my face is at nut and vagina level. And I'm like looking up, and I'm trying to have the conversation.
Concentrate. Because I think they were talking about the Chargers.
They were Charger fans. I think I had a Charger hat on or something. Yeah. So they were Charger fans. I'm a Charger fan. So they were having a full-on conversation. You know, his nuts are shaking, and he's, you know, 18 inches from my face. And it was very awkward initially. But now it's like totally like whatever. So that was different.
Yeah. So, well, I think later when you told me about it, you were sitting in the spa and she was still talking to you, and she was standing on a step, and it was like her boobs were right in your eye level.
Yeah, there was probably, they talked to us a couple of times, but the first time was, it was like fairly early in our time there, and we're like sitting there, and
I don't think I was sitting with you when that happened. I think I went to go.
You were, because I offered to, I said, do you want to go into a room and have some shots?
Oh.
And they said, no, we're not drinking right now. I was like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Got it.
So that was, I was trying to like
get his ball sack out of your face.
I was trying to get his ball sack in my room. I'm just kidding. I think I was just trying to move the conversation somewhere else, because like, let's get onto neutral ground in my room. I need more alcohol if we're going to continue this nut conversation. So out here in Southern California, which is where we're at, there is not much in the way of resorts. We have one called EDR in Palm Springs, which is the closest thing we have to a true resort.
Sea Mountain, I think.
But yeah, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
Getting
there. Well, you said the only thing.
The closest.
Okay, the closest.
So EDR has like, you know, 40 rooms, multiple pools. It's kind of like a resort. That's probably one of our favorite places. It's gone some changes. If you've listened to our podcast,
it's up and down.
Yeah, we've told them to fuck off, and then like the couple of months later, we apologize and can we please come back? So I think they're still good right now, but it's coming up on winter. So yeah. So you got EDR, and then we also have Sea Mountain Inn, which is a smaller version. There's maybe 10, 12 rooms, one pool.
It's more expensive.
It's more expensive. It's a cool place. It's fully nude, though. You have to be nude, like, for the most part. There's you can like be in transition with your towels and mm-hmm. stuff, but for the most part, they want you to be nude. And then there's another place in Elsinore, Lake Elsinore, called Bia Vida, which is... You can't stay there. I'm kind of going from big to small. Mm. But it's resort vibey in a sense that they have a pool, jacuzzi. They have like cabanas you can rent.
Yeah.
And they party there. And it's a great place to go. Highly suggested. We'll be going back there in the summer for sure. But outside of the Californias, they have Secrets in Florida.
Yeah,
which is a really nice one.
We didn't stay there. We stayed at the hotel next to it. But
and then there's a lot of other places just we haven't been to. We're not super traveler swingers in a sense of...
We would love to be.
We would love to be. But fortunately, here in Southern California, there is a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not left... yearning like we can
where we're like oh we really need to travel
we don't need
and we need to spend the money and we need to take the time off work and
plus some people have the hard fast rule of we have to go at least 2 hours from our house to play.
Mm-hmm.
We play in our backyard literally and figuratively. After parties, let's go. So there's so much shit in this area to do, so it's kind of like we don't have to go places. We want to, but we don't have to because we're good.
And definitely if we are somewhere that there is something, we want to try it.
Yeah.
But we,
Speaking of that, there is a actual really nice place in Nashville.
Is there?
I forgot what it's called, but it's, they were talking about it on Swing Nation. I can't remember
the name. Well, you'll have to look it up. But not right this second.
I want to say Temptations, but it's not Temptations. But
Trapeze
might be it. There's a Trapeze. They have a couple different locations. Mm-hmm. I think it might be Trapeze, though.
Yeah.
Don't take my word for it. That's a club,
right?
Yes.
Okay, not a resort.
If you guys are from Nashville, send us a message to our super sexy Sweetums line and recommend, because I only bring up Nashville because we are going to Naughty in New Orleans in July. We're going to be out there for...
like a week.
Yeah, like 5-6 days. And then we're going to do like 2 days in Nashville before we come back home. So we don't
It's weird days that we're going to be in Nashville, though. It's like Tuesday through Thursday.
Yeah, it's not going to be like a Sunday party night.
Sunday through, I don't know, because we're really that whole week. It was really just I looked at places that we wanted to visit that are close-ish to New Orleans. Like it's like a... Going from New Orleans to Nashville is like us going to Vegas. Yeah, like it's a quick
trip.
Flight.
Like you said, like an hour or something?
Yeah, it's a quick flight. So I was like, oh, we've wanted to go to Nashville, so.
Yeah. We've heard they've had a pretty decent music scene there.
But it was definitely, it was definitely like a secondary thing. And our primary is obviously we're staying in New Orleans for Naughty. So we're in New Orleans from like Monday through... I want to say it's a whole week. I want to say it's like Monday through Sunday.
Sounds about
right. And then Monday, the following Monday through like Wednesday or something, we're in Nashville. It's a really short trip in Nashville. But anyway, so whatever it is you're recommending, they have to kind of be like midweek. It can't be like a club that's only open on Saturday because we won't be there.
Where can we get in trouble on a Tuesday afternoon? So that being said, I'm going to run a quick commercial so you guys know what number to text. And also, I'm still accepting nudes. I've had a bunch of nudes from my birthday. And I actually got a couple late ones today.
Nice.
Yes. So he's like, I apologize for the late birthday. I think he fell behind on the thing, so he didn't hear until it was already a couple months.
Now we're closer to my birthday than your birthday.
Yeah, we are, in fact. You're a January baby. So, yeah, he sent me, I'm just going to call them the late couple. I think we called them late couple before.
Lake. I thought you said late first, then I realized who you're talking about, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, lake like a body
of water.
Yes. He sent me quite a few very nice pictures. From last time we kind of chatted them with them on text, they were kind of slowly moving in. I don't think they fully considered themselves, swingers. But judging from this picture, it's official. She's standing there with three dicks in her hands, like one in her mouth and two in her hands. She's busy.
Busy. So
I would say
multitasker.
I would say she's a very busy girl. Very nice pictures. Thank you so much, late couple. And he said that he would like to be a bull for us.
Mm.
Yes. But with the wife that looks like that, I think we're going to have to bring her into the mix because, yeah.
Yeah, they are both good looking.
Yes. So let's see. Where were we? Oh, we kind of digressed.
You were going to play a commercial.
Oh, yeah. Commercial. And scene. Thank you for listening to the Sweet Side of Life podcast. If you're looking to get a hold of us, you can find us at our Sweetums hotline, 951-226-5261. You can text us there, you can call us and leave us voicemails, but most importantly, you can send us all your dirty pictures. And there's a good chance I'll hit you back. But you can also find us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. Find our TikTok at Sweet Side of Life Podcast. And if you're on X, also known as Twitter, you can find us at Sweet Side Pod. Thank you so much. All right, guys, welcome back. Hopefully you got that number, and hopefully you send us all the information about Nashville and all the movies.
all the movies.
So, resort. We talked about resorts. We talked about parties. We talked about meet and greets. What other...
Cruises.
Hotel takeover. Oh, yeah, cruises. That's something else
we haven't done, but we will eventually.
The problem with cruises is they're from what I understand, at least, Bliss Cruise does like two a year, or maybe they've added a third.
Yeah, I've heard they're going to come out of California.
So what it is two of the cruise, there's the November and I think April or something like that. They're always East Coast.
Yeah, Florida, and I think they do one out of Georgia.
So for us to go from Southern California to there, that alone is a travel day. And then you have mm-hmm. a travel day coming back, and you have like a 5 to 6 to 7 day cruise. Mm-hmm.
Big time commitment.
We can't do that. So from what I understand, I think Bliss Cruise is starting to do like a 3 or 4 day cruise now. Mm-hmm. And they're also eventually going to come out of the West Coast as well. Because from what I understand, I keep saying that because I'm just... From what I remember from other podcasts, they got new owners recently, like within the last 8 months to a year. So I think the old owners maybe got just complacent. We're doing our two cruises and we're good. Mm-hmm. The new owners are making changes, adding new features, and adding more cruises. So I'm really looking forward to that. And there's also a couple other cruises that are starting to pop up that mm-hmm. are very similar, but I kind of want to do the OG, the Bliss. The other problem with the Bliss is that shit sells out like a year in advance.
Yeah.
So that's a big commitment time-wise and a big commitment money-wise for something that we can't say for sure we can even do.
Yeah, we've actually had, I've had some people I've talked to who've been on Bliss, and I've heard positive and negative stuff. So like positive is, I mean, people just say they have like a blast, like it's just like nonstop good time. But then I have heard that some people have said like they didn't like that because it was so many people on a ship. I mean, how many people does a ship hold? Like 15,000?
No.
Or 1,500?
No,
I mean,
no. Yeah.
1,500. That's what I meant.
I think the biggest Bliss cruise I want to say is like 3,000 or 3,500. Okay, that's like the biggest.
Okay,
one.
So you have 3,000 people on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically,
that sounds awesome.
They said, like, you kind of have to make connections. Like if you see somebody you have to that you're interested in, you have to connect with them and try and
jump on it.
Yeah. And then also, and we've known this from just going on regular cruises with people that we know, it's like your phones don't work. So how do you exchange information? And
then you could. Bliss Cruise has an app.
Okay. Then you could. Those don't always work, though. We've dealt with that too.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can like see someone like, but then you never see them again because there's 3,000 people on a boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it can be so tough for sure. There can be, so I've heard like two sides of it. So, I still want to do it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I first of all, I like cruising. So there's that. And then, I can only imagine it gets enhanced when you have a bunch of partiers who want to have sex on the cruise. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I can imagine it would probably be pretty intense. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. But as it is right now, we can kind of really only do one big trip a year. And
yeah.
Next year is already spoken for.
Right.
So, naughty, here we come. So, cruises, resorts, hotel takeovers, parties, meet and greets. What else are we missing here? I feel like there's something, but I can't think of it.
I don't know. I'm like, I mean, there's more intimate gatherings, obviously, with people.
Oh, dates.
Dates.
Yeah, just general dates.
Yeah.
That is not our go-to, personally.
No.
But we've always had a good time on our dates. We've never had, like, a bad time where it was like...
We haven't really gone on very many dates,
Yeah, we've
though.
Gone on a
but
handful.
But we have had people who've, like, canceled last minute, which I think we talked about that before.
Yeah.
Is, like, meeting up with people just one-on-one. You run the risk of them canceling, and then you're kind of scrambling to figure out what to do.
Worst case scenario, you're with your
SNL. Yeah, but if you... Yeah, I mean, not, if obviously, like, clearly, like, sure, you just do a date with your significant other, but if
you're a more intentional couple, and then, you know, that could definitely...
Yeah.
I don't want to say ruin a night, but it could ruin a night, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely takes your night another way, and then you're kind of trying to figure out what else to do.
Well, a lot of times, if you're going on a date, a lot of times people will, like, get a hotel room.
Yeah, there's... And then there's also, like, prep that, like, can go into that. Like, women get waxed or, like,
buttholes.
Doing things, and which, you know, you might not do just for your significant other. But if you know you're going to be hooking up with somebody, there might be other things that you invest time and money in. Especially if you're in an area where you don't have a lot of party options.
Yeah.
You don't have, you know, like, then you're kind of, like, put a lot into one thing.
One basket.
And you're then
don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Like, don't we had friends
count your
recently.
Chickens until they hatch.
Okay. Recently we had friends that had a date planned, and then suddenly it changed, and here they were reaching out to us to figure out what we were doing, and we were doing some vanilla shit, so they tagged along with that. But that's definitely not how I think they planned that night to go.
No. Not at all.
But it, you know,
hey,
so
they got to hang out with us.
True.
That's a win.
But yeah, so that's not our cup of tea. Plus, I think, again, going back to my, like, whole pressure thing, like, if I change my mind, I want to be able to change my mind and not feel like I've let people down or like, so that's the whole other thing with dating, is that if I've changed my mind or I'm not feeling it or whatever, I ate some bad seafood, I want to be able to, like, pull the ripcord and not feel bad about it.
And not feel like you let other people down besides yourself.
And
like your partner.
Yeah,
like,
okay, exactly.
Well, yeah, if you're at a party and you're not feeling it, then that couple can go to another couple.
Exactly.
And
there's
still
more options.
Have their night.
So
I think, unless we're missing something painfully obvious, which I'm sure we are.
Probably. It's, like, literally probably hitting us in
people
the
are screaming at their freaking phones right now. Like, they're saying, God damn it. You forgot about beep.
Yeah.
So we apologize for that. So I think we're going to move on right now past the different types of parties. So I have a couple of rules of thumb I'd like to, or some pro, we'll say a pro tip.
Pro tip.
Pro tip. I would suggest, because I'm an introvert, so it's, it takes for me to get, like, I gotta have some drinks before I start talking to people. But I think a good piece of advice would be to go with the intention on trying to meet three couples. Mm-hmm. Not even with the sense of, you know, you're going to bang these three couples, just to kind of help you get out of the box.
Yeah.
Because more often than not, if you're a new couple going to any one of these types of parties or whatever, you might end up a wallflower. You might sit there, and if you're sitting there, like, leaning against the bar or sitting on a chair just talking to your partner, you're, like, internally, you're probably hoping that someone comes and talks to you.
Right.
But more than likely, your body language and the way you're sitting there and the way you've kind of put yourself away from people, that alone is going to prevent a lot of people from coming up to you. And I've seen that at some parties, and once I have a couple of drinks, I try to pick up on some of those couples and try to bring them into our group. And sometimes it fails miserably.
Yeah.
I've had people look at me like I'm a fucking idiot, and they're like, get away from me. I'm like, got it. But then there's some people that I can get off the chairs and bring over and introduce them to some people. Yeah. But you're not going to get that at every party. So I think you kind of have to. One thing Dan and Lacey always talk about on their podcast is they get called clicky a lot.
Right.
And I think it's easy to call a click or call out a click, but you're also partially responsible for that.
Right.
Because like they say, they're like, you might listen to our podcast, but we don't know you.
Right.
So like, one complaint they often get is, you know, we came to your party, but you didn't even say hi to us. And it's like, how the fuck are we supposed, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
there's 500 people here. I'm supposed to say hi to everybody.
Yeah, you're like, you got to put yourself out a little bit.
You come say hi to me.
Yeah, it's like, we'd love to meet you.
I will say hi to people in my vicinity, but.
So basically what I'm getting at is like, you can't go to a party, sit in a corner, leave the party, and then say everybody there was clicky.
Yeah, which we do hear sometimes. Yeah. I'm not about, I don't know if I've heard it about us, but
I'm sure it's been said.
I'm sure it has, but I have heard people, like recently, we went to the Halloween party we went to, and yes. We just happened, when we went to dinner, we were sitting at the bar, and we happened to sit next to this couple that said something about Mr. Sweet and Sour's shirt. And then the conversation started. We realized they were going to the same party that we were going to later that yes. night. And then we saw them at said party. And so obviously, especially Mr. and Mrs. Sweet and Sour started talking to them a lot and, you know, engage with them or whatever. Yeah. But he had said they went to another party, and I can't remember which one it was, but he said this one was better because it didn't feel as clicky. Mm-hmm. But I was also thinking,
only because they started the party with great conversation.
Yeah. I was also thinking, like, besides Mr. and Mrs. Sweet and Sour, like, talking to them, they did sit themselves in a chair mm-hmm. at a table in the corner,
yeah.
away from everybody. But because we had seen them at the bar earlier that day, obviously we engaged with them. But had we not, I don't know that I would have. I mean, I don't know if that they would have. You know what I mean? Like, their just sitting there situation kind of made it so that it was like, okay, you could scoot your chairs over a little bit more and mm-hmm. kind of make yourself
almost put yourself in the way of some people.
Yeah.
So then there's like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Or some people don't like taking their drinks, because most parties in Southern California or in California are like BYOB, because you can't serve liquor with nudity. So people have this like weird thing about taking their drinks to the bar. Like, a lot of places will actually have a bartender, and they'll have mixers and stuff. And even if you have beer, they'll open the beer for you or whatever, or because they're like, oh, I don't want to, like, what am I to pay somebody to serve me my own liquor?
Basically, well, there's a level of expectation.
Well, should tip, but there's usually, I mean, no bar party we have been to are you paying for your own drinks, but it is kind to tip somebody who's working there. Yeah. But the whole thing is, some people are like, oh, well, I'm not going to bring it to the bar because I don't want to tip.
Yeah.
Which is so silly to me, because you would go to a bar, you would pay for someone else's liquor, and you would tip. Like, that just seems insane to me. But anyway, that's my own personal pet peeve. But this really grinds my gears. But one thing I'm like, if you want to get to know people, or you want, like, where is the better place to bump into somebody or start a random fucking conversation
every
than at
time
a bar?
We go to the bar to get a drink,
we end up talking to somebody.
And it also forces you to walk through the crowd.
Exactly. It forces you to get up.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Whereas some people will just come to a party, bring their cooler, sit themselves down in the corner, and expect things to just happen around them. And it's like, that's not how life works.
Yeah.
And that's not how any bar works. And that's not how any social gathering works. Yeah. Right? Like, so you can't expect to sit with your liquor, like, in the corner and not, like, interact with anybody and expect people just to interact with you. If you have to be part of the party, which I think a good way to do that is just tip the bartender $5 for opening up your beer and go to the bar when you want a beer. You know what I mean?
You're getting really hot over here.
Yeah, because it's just like, seems to me like such an easy idea. Just take your liquor to the bar, tip.
Or even.
Don't tip. I don't care, but it's nice to tip. You should tip. But it's
or like, even if you want to stick with your original plan of making your own beverage, take your drink that you made and walk towards the bar.
Yeah, walk towards the bar.
And put yourself in an area where other people are drinking and talking. So it's just a matter of, you know, it's a 50-50 transaction.
Right.
Like, you can't go to a party, sit in a corner, and get upset and call it
everybody clicky.
You have to, like, you have to meet people in the middle. So you sometimes have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. And I get it. I have a bubble. I have a huge comfort zone. And it takes a lot to get out of it.
Yeah, same.
But because... we have a large friend group now.
But we didn't start with that.
What I'm saying is, like, now it's easier for me.
Yeah.
Because everywhere we go, we know somebody. Yeah. And it's not like we're walking in fresh off the streets.
Yeah.
But I only say this, like, to kind of help you along. So try to meet three couples. Walk up and introduce yourself. Hi, my name is dot, dot, dot. Oh, how did you get into lifestyle? Where are you guys from? Great. It doesn't have to be a groundbreaking conversation. 5 minutes, exchange pleasantries. If you have liquor with you, maybe have a shot together, you know, whatever. And something that I personally have to do is I have to introduce, or I have to get introductions twice. Because the first time I meet someone, I'm analyzing him and her. In a sense of, hey, that's what we're here for, you know? So if someone comes up and introduces me, introduces themselves to me, my first go-to is I'm looking at him, looking at her, looking at her smile, looking at him, looking at his teeth. Like, I'm just like, I'm taking it in. Very rarely do I catch the name on the first go-around.
Yeah.
So I always come back with, oh, I'm so sorry. What was your name again? And then the second time, it normally locks in. And I've had people say that. They're like, yeah, I didn't catch your name either. I'm like, yeah, like I get it. Like, because this is a little bit different. A, music's typically loud. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of eye candy. You're very easily distracted. I'm like, squirrel.
Yeah.
So just make sure you introduce yourself twice. And it's just, for me, it's better because then it locks in a name. So now we're at the party and we met a couple of people, right? And they come up to her and they're like, hey, I'd really like to play with your ding dong. What do you
is
do?
Is that how they say it?
I've had that a couple times, yes. So what do you do at that point? You go and you grab your bag. What's in your bag, do you say?
Wait, so we're assuming you want them to play with your ding dong.
Well, they asked me. I rarely say no.
That is true.
Let's be honest. I think the only time I've ever said no is when the person that asks me, I'm totally interested in it, but I know I'm in a extremely soft state, and I know I'm not going to get hard quickly.
Yeah.
Whether I haven't taken my, you know, my blue chews or whatever the case is. And I'll be like, hey, that sounds great, but I know I can't be ready for that right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a very polite way. Like that one time we were in that jacuzzi and that one girl was like, hey, and I'm like, that sounds awesome, but I can tell you right now, it's not going to work for a couple of minutes. So let's just circle back. And I've had a few of those. I'm like, okay, sounds great. I'll catch up with you later. But what's this bag we're talking about? So.
You are so freaking talking to yourself.
I am. So, okay. See, this is what happens when
what's in the bag?
This is what happens when I don't drink. My brain's fully firing and I'm like.
Yeah. But you're just talking to yourself.
Hey, I'm here. I can hear my own voice in my headphones. So. We like to carry a backpack that has like our change of clothes, because at certain events, like you'll go in your street clothes and you might change into a theme wear for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might dress down later into some lingerie or some panties.
Which we didn't talk about any of that.
We didn't.
So we can talk about that really fast right now.
Yes.
So what's a lot
expectations.
First of all, a lot of us are leaving the house with people here. We don't want to know them to know where we're going or what we're doing.
Like a trench coat.
So yeah, there's things that a lot of times you have to leave in not exactly what you plan on being in at the party, or you're getting into an Uber or something like that, and you have to be dressed for that. So depending on the party that you're going to, swingers, we like our themes. Mm-hmm. Most have themes. And I would say the theme kind of gives you an idea of how to dress.
Yeah.
But I mean, each party can have a different, like some can be more casual. Like a meet and greet will probably be more casual. Obviously you can't be naked or in lingerie or anything because you're going to be in public. But you still want to dress like sexy as a woman, in my opinion. And when I say sexy, to me, that means like what you feel sexy in. That doesn't mean what your husband wants you to wear or what so-and-so down the street is wearing or like what's popular or whatever the case may be. Personally, for me, I think that people look the sexiest in what they feel sexy in. So sometimes for me, that's leggings and a crop top. Sometimes for me, that's a dress. Sometimes for me, that's jeans. Like whatever it is, like you're feeling good in that day. Like you always want me to like try on my outfits before the party. And I'm always like, that doesn't make sense for me. And it doesn't make sense for me because Tuesday I might feel great in a dress and whatever, like heels. But then when it comes to Friday, I'm not feeling great in that anymore. And that's now, yeah, it is. And now I'm feeling better in all black because I just don't feel my best, but this is what I feel the best in or whatever. So I think that whatever you wear, whatever the theme, you have to feel sexy and confident in it. Otherwise, I think people can tell when you're uncomfortable, you're pulling at things or you're not walking with your head up and not in a confident way. I think that's important first and foremost. Whatever you wear, wear the clothes. Don't let the clothes wear you and be confident in what you're wearing. But beyond that, there's themes, and we like to dress in the themes to an extent. So,
and I think themes really lend themselves to the females most of the time.
Yeah.
And then, like, if there's a theme, I personally like to wear as the male. I like to wear, like, say it's a country theme, I'll wear just a stupid Amazon shirt that says, this is my country shirt. And then I'll wear like a pair of cowboy boxers or, you know, something simple.
Yeah.
Like you said, comfort.
Yeah.
And then the girls typically dress a little bit more in the theme.
Right.
But there's some guys that go full out.
Theme. Yeah. Yeah. So the theme definitely lends itself to give you kind of a vibe and an idea. But I do also recommend for the females, well, and you have to, too, because if you wear your boxers, you can't just walk in on that. So you have to dress in two outfits. But is bring more than one thing, because you may, one, you don't want to be overdressed or underdressed, right? Like, that's kind of like the thing. Two, you may start feeling a certain type of way, but maybe once the party goes and you're getting like more comfortable, you're like, okay, I'll go change into like a lingerie or something like that. I mean, half the time by the end of the party, I'm naked or topless or
at a minimum topless. Yeah.
Or something of that nature. Me personally. But, not every girl gets there or wants to do that.
Nope.
So it's really just about your comfort level. But I would say wear what you're confident and comfortable in, but bring something else that you think you have felt good in before.
Because your confidence could vary.
Because you start maybe having some drinks or girls or, you know, people are like, oh, you look great tonight or whatever. And it kind of like boosts your confidence.
Or other boobs start coming out and you're like, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Or somebody, somebody dresses down. And you're like, oh, they look cute. I wish I had something that was a little more dressed down. And then some parties require you to like some parties, and they'll say it on the invitation, but some require you at a certain point to change into some sort of lingerie.
I don't think we've been to one personally. I know there's a party that does that around this area, but we've never been to it. I don't think we have.
Yeah. I personally,
that happens a lot in like I think Europe and stuff, I hear.
Yeah. I've heard too, like on previous podcasts I was listening to, like in the Midwest, like house parties, they'll shut down, like they'll close the door at like a certain time, and then yep. they want people to dress down. And when we were in Vegas, they didn't require it, but they definitely had a time when they wanted us to dress down.
That is
the,
true.
At the
flirts
that we went to in yep. Vegas. So
that's true.
There's definitely kind of a trend that that the later in the night girls do tend to, whether or not the party requires it or it's suggested, that girls and even guys too get more naked. I mean, obviously, like that opens up the doors for like, okay, we're open to, you know, yeah. playing, or we're open. I mean, it's definitely not like consent, but it's definitely, it's putting yourself out there more in a way of like,
it changes the vibe of the party.
Yeah, for sure. It makes like, things definitely for me personally, more sexual.
I typically change. I get down to like some boxer briefs, and that just for me says, all right, you know, business is open. Like if you want to, you want to come in and you want to grab the dong, like it's here. Like there's no silly shorts or jeans in the way. So,
yeah. So I would say in your bag for sure, bring changes, if not more than one, like at least a change of clothes to dress into later.
So that's kind of like the overall backpack, backpack that we carry around. But inside that backpack is another bag, and that is our sex bag. Guess what's in our sex bag? Sex.
A vibrator.
We have, typically I carry at least two variations of vibrators. And then I have the big master massager that goes in the backpack itself, because it's like 18 inches long. That's the one with like a super big battery, and yeah, the wand, they call it.
Yeah.
So in our personal bag, we have condoms, obviously.
Obviously. Lube.
Lube. Us personally, our favorite lube is coconut oil. The thing about coconut oil is it is oil. So not all condoms are good with it, in the sense that if you use like a certain brands and certain material, it can ultimately be broken down by the oil and the coconut oil. So we like to use, I think it's a Trojan Nitrile condom, because it is like rated for oil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we use personally, but everybody, you know, has, what's that other lube? The starts with an E, easy. No. X-lax? No.
K-Y?
K-Y. Like, I saw it in my head.
Starts with a K, not an E.
That's whatever.
Not even close.
It was I saw it in my head.
Consonant, not a vowel.
And then there's Uber Lube. Uber Lube. It's like, I think that's a water-based one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one that we have from Promescent. That's an aloe-based one. That was a pretty good one. But the thing about all these other lubes, personally, is they get tacky. They get sticky.
Yeah.
Coconut oil is freaking, it's slick.
Coconut oil is nice for like hand jobs, blow jobs, so you can put it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other lube's not great for those. But obviously, if you're having sex with a condom, I feel like any of the lubes kind of work pretty
well. Yeah, for sure.
But
the biggest thing is just make sure you personally are using the condom that is, you know, rated for whatever type of lube you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you use the wrong one, it doesn't like break it in like 2 seconds, but it can break it down over a period of time.
A bigger risk.
So coconut oil, lube, and then we vibrators, and we have, I do carry some wipes, coconut wipes.
Like hygiene ones.
Hygiene, yeah. Like if you want to wipe down after. Yeah.
Or whatever.
If you want to spit your gum out, you know, stuff like that. I personally, I like to carry a couple and assorted sizes of cock rings, because cock rings are fantastic, in my opinion. Because just like a lot of other guys that have issues with condoms, like you can be hard as a rock, but that, you know, 15, 20 seconds it takes for you to grab that condom wrapper, unwrap it, figure out which way it goes on, because there's two ways and you're always going to pick the wrong way. And you're fucking fumbling with that condom, and by the time you got a fucking, you know, a spaghetti noodle in your hand. I love that cock ring because I can get nice and hard without the condom, put that cock ring on, and then it gives you, you know, all the time you need to get that condom on. And then once you're doing your thing, then it's all good. So I personally have quite a few in my bog,
along What's with in your bog, baby.
Along with ED medicine, I use Blue Chew. So that's my go-to. And then, of course, we have a Gluck Gluck 2000.
It's a hair tie.
Hair tie. And then in our it's not in our sex bag necessarily, but in our backpack, we like to carry gum.
Yeah. So there's two different bags. Yeah. Let me break it down. We have a big bag, like the backpack. And then there's a smaller bag, which is like more purse size.
Which you can carry into a playroom.
Yeah. So you're not hauling a backpack into a playroom. Yeah. You're just taking your little bag that sex has bag. Just your, which is all the things you just named in it. You know, the things you're going to probably need immediately during.
You don't need your change of clothes necessarily if you're running into a room.
Yeah, exactly. So there's two bags, essentially, a bag within a bag. But yeah, so the one you just described is the one we would take into like a playroom. The bigger bag we would take to a party would probably carry our liquor in it.
Change of clothes.
It would have things like Advil.
Yes.
Tums.
Pepto-Bismol. Because the worst thing you can get is get... Because a lot of times, if you're going to a party, you know, you might be nervous. And what's the very first thing that typically happens when you're nervous? Your stomach starts to rumble, right?
Yeah. Or you get nauseous.
You get the poopies.
I would hope you wouldn't do that before you would go into a playroom.
So I carry Pepto. I haven't really had to use it, but you never know. You go out to dinner before and then your stomach a little rumbly, and that's the least sexy you can feel when your stomach's bothering you.
Yeah.
So carry a little Pepto, pop
Tums,
it.
Tums, if you get heartburn, Advil. What else have we had? Do we have in there? Gum, like you said. What else? Trying to think.
A lot of places.
It's right there, the bag. But I think you emptied it out from when we went out Thanksgiving. Yeah.
It definitely goes through inventory changes.
Oh, pasties. Permission.
Pasties,
I bring pasties a lot because some places, I tend to be the one getting topless, but there are some places where they want you to cover your nipples. Mm. So if I take my top off, then I'll have pasties. What else is in that bag?
I think that covers the primary, a towel.
A towel, yeah.
A lot of places have showers, but they won't provide you towels. So
yeah, or if you're playing somewhere and you want to put a towel down so that you're not, if there's like, you know.
If you're a squirter, bring your squirt blanket.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do that. That's common courtesy.
Yes. You never know.
Yeah. What else?
So I think
like you said, hygiene wipes.
Yeah.
In case there's not a shower and you want to clean up between partners or just when you're done or whatever.
You know what? A lot of people actually also carry like a toothbrush, toothpaste.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah. Like a lot of places you go actually have a mouthwash in the bathroom.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that kind of covers like.
I figure the alcohol kills everything. Just kidding.
That's the hope. I think that pretty much covers what's in our bag. I mean, it's gonna change.
I bring lip gloss.
Lip scents, yep.
Whatever you, I guess, need to refresh.
Yes.
Lip gloss.
Leave your dignity at home.
Yeah, women could bring makeup. I don't bring makeup. Oh, I don't.
Tampons.
Oh, yeah, tampons. You never know.
You never know, because one thing we've seen is, like, you can be fine, and then we'll go to Pound Town for an hour, and all of a sudden, you've started your period.
Yeah.
So, and if not you, one of your friends.
Right.
So, it's always good to you know, carry some in your bag, and then, you know, you can be the hero for someone else or for your own wife. And also, I heard they're really good with bullet wounds. Like, you can stuff it inside, just like
Who's getting shot?
Hopefully nobody, but you never know.
Where are you playing? What parties are you going to? This is wild.
I'll take you back to my hood. So, I think that's going to wrap up. this episode, I think we finished up part three.
So now newbies know all the things they need to know. They're ready to go out into the world with their backpack.
I mean, we can only guide them for so far. But we got a couple of parties now we've gone to we got to talk about. And this coming Friday, the 5th, right? 5th or 6th?
5th.
5th. My band is going to be playing again at the Cove in Murrieta, and we're doing a Sweet Side of Life meet and greet. We know a lot of you guys are already signed up for that, but you can find it on Cassidy.com. If you go into the party section, we're on the 5th, or you can just search the Sweet
Side of Life. Apparently it was emailed to everybody 10,000 times today.
Yes. Yeah, Cassidy just overdid a server exchange or overhaul or something, and it got all buggy, and it sent like my invite like 10 times to people, and people were messaging me all angry. I'm like, it's not me. It wasn't me.
It won't even let you do that, even if you wanted to.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Cassidy has like governors on when you can send and how many times
like
you can send.
6 or 7 days like you have to wait between. So you're not allowed to spam people, which is, you know, makes sense, but they did it for us.
Yeah.
So.
People are like, yeah, we get it.
We get it. You're doing this fucking party. Got it. Dick. But so yeah, I think we're going to be done with this episode. Part three is over.
If anyone's listening and they want to invite us to a resort, if you own a resort and you want to pay for us to come and then give you a review, we'll be happy to do that. A cruise. To also do that.
If you happen to be the owner of
Bliss. If you happen to be the owner of Bliss and you're listening and you want us to come review your cruise.
You
want
a review from us.
If you're starting up a new lifestyle cruise and you want some people to promote and
review.
Hell,
if you own a boat.
If you own a boat and you would like
to take us fishing, hit us up. We'll review it as long as your boat has a cool name. Oh, boy. We're reaching.
We accept free vacations.
Oh, one thing I forgot. Except free. One thing going into it's December 3rd right now. 2025 is almost over. 2026 is the year of the sweets. We are gonna go big or go home. We'll probably end up going home. What? But I would like to make some changes going into 2026. I'm gonna get a new co-host.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. Just speaking like a Spanish accent. Hola. No, I want
that
to
didn't go over well.
I want to try to do some. I would like to do some more interviews, mm-hmm. like over Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, whatever it is. So, I would love to hear stories of some of our listeners. So, if you guys, if you're new or you're in the lifestyle for a while and you have an interesting story you'd like to share, or anything like that. Send us a message on our sex line, which if you listened to the commercials about 35 minutes ago, you would have heard it. The only stipulation is this. A, it needs to be interesting, which is, I'm sure it is. B, you have to be willing to do this interview on our timeline. So it could be like a Wednesday or Thursday night at, you know, 10 o'clock p.m., Pacific time.
Yeah, so they're going to be at Eastern time in the freaking middle of the morning.
So if you're okay with having a Thursday night 1 a.m. phone interview with us, we'd love to talk to you. Or if you're West Coast and you stay up that late, we'd love to talk to you. So yeah, just drop us a note, and we'd love to hear you and see you maybe. We'll see. Maybe we can do a topless FaceTime. Ooh, the ideas are going.
Are you getting topless?
Nobody wants to see that. All right, guys. I think we're done here.
All right.
It's starting to get a little ridiculous.
Now it's getting weird.
Now it's getting very weird.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Much better.
If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.